It is the first day back at work for Tacoma City Councilman Anders Ibsen. Ibsen left the council late last year to train as an officer in the Marine Corps Reserves. And then, last month, he surprised his council colleagues by saying he was quitting military training at the Officer Candidate School at Quantico, Virginia, and would return to the council today. KUOW's Lisa Brooks spoke with Ibsen recently. She started by asking him about the details of training.
I attended OCS for about 3 weeks, and unfortunately, just due to the pace and the tempo, I got kind of ground down, unfortunately, to the point where our Navy corpsman, the medical staff there, determined that I wasn't medically fit to continue training. And at that point, I got sent home. And I've been home for the past few days, and it's no hard feelings. I'm, you know, obviously disappointed that I couldn't complete the training, but I met some absolutely wonderful people, and my appreciation for not just the armed forces, but the people who comprise it, and really the people who are going to be leading it, because I got to meet them firsthand, is all the deeper. And I think it's just a wonderful program, and there are some great people who are leading our military, just based on the young professionals that I had the privilege of meeting.
What was it like? What did they do? Most of us don't have the guts to go through what you did.
Oh, thank you. So you're asking what they make you do?
Yeah.
Just in general? Well, it's not one thing that breaks you down, because that is their intent. It's to put you in an environment of friction and chaos and to just evaluate you based on how you perform. It's not like any one particular thing. It's hard. It's just that overall the tempo is very, very intense, and it never ends, literally. Like, you never have any moment of privacy whatsoever, even to make a trip to the head, you know, to the bathroom. You need to bring a buddy with you. So they deliberately design it so there's no rest whatsoever, no privacy. And you're up. In theory, lights go on at 5, but in practice, you have to get ready, you know, shower, shave, making your bed, et cetera, usually around 4 in the morning. So in practice, most everyone's getting anywhere from 2 to 4 hours of sleep per night, and it was very cold. There were pretty intense snowstorms the last few days I was there, and that stops nothing. You still take courses outside. You still march with anywhere from 70 to 90 pounds on your back. You're still running and doing PT every single day. It's just very, very continuous. I would say, just anecdotally, I think that the majority of people who get sent home for medical reasons. Either they just kind of break down, or they get so sick that they can't continue training. Any number of things, just due to the pace and just due to the demands of the program.
So will you try again? Can you? Do they let you try again?
Well, I actually was given a recommendation to try again, but I think just given the responsibilities that I have here and the fact that I made my attempt, had a great experience. I think that it's probably best for me to just focus on what I'm doing right here. I will always have a very warm place in my heart for the Marine Corps and for the people I met there. And it was a truly unforgettable experience. But, I know what I'm capable of. I'm a little bit more aware of my physical breaking points, I guess you could say. And now that I'm back here in Tacoma, I have a lot of things that I'm really itching to work on much more directly on my agenda here on the city council, my legislative items, my district items, and plus I'm also doing a lot of work as a real estate appraiser. So there's quite a lot to keep me busy here, and I really enjoyed the experience, but I also have a life back here, and it's time for me to jump right back in there, get in the thick of things.
Well, I wonder if, as a council member, if the next time you face something that may seem like a daunting problem, you'll go, heck, I've been through this.
I've got a warm rack. I've got food whenever I want it. I don't have to take someone with me to the bathroom. It's great. Yeah, it certainly gives you the gift of perspective.
Good to have a warm rack and some food. Tacoma City Councilman Anders Ibsen quit officer training for the Marine Corps Reserves and decided to rejoin the Tacoma City Council as of today. He spoke with KUOW's Lisa Brooks.